A record number of American college students are studying abroad, nearly 300,000, according to the most recent data. Educators say that's good, that international education promotes cross-cultural understanding. But many in the field also worry the influx of technology and social media may make it harder for American students to fully immerse themselves abroad. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck has more.
It's late afternoon, and Chris Roberts fixes a cup of tea, sets up her iPad, and calls her daughter.
Hi.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
How are you, honey?
Roberts is in Vermont. Her 18-year-old daughter, Katie Fusco, is 4,000 miles away in Brazil. The two sit down for a video chat about once a week and text every few days. Fusco says she's been on social media as much, if not more, in Brazil. And while she likes being able to catch up with family and friends, she admits last month her phone broke, and she was surprised to find the 2 weeks without it were the best of her trip.
Without my phone, I would just stay up there and talk with my family, and it was great. And now I have my phone back, and I just kind of leave it in my room now because I don't like it anymore.
Technology was a hot topic at a recent study abroad fair at Middlebury College. Wairimu Durango has directed St. Lawrence University's Kenya program for 15 years.
We talk about it all the time. It's nice that students get connected and feel safe in that way. But then on the other hand, we feel like we're losing quite a bit of the full student when they're plugged to the other side.
A record number of American college students are studying abroad, nearly 300,000, according to the most recent data. Educators say that's good, that international education promotes cross-cultural understanding. But many in the field also worry the influx of technology and social media may make it harder for American students to fully immerse themselves abroad. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck has more.
It's late afternoon, and Chris Roberts fixes a cup of tea, sets up her iPad, and calls her daughter.
Hi.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
How are you, honey?
Roberts is in Vermont. Her 18-year-old daughter, Katie Fusco, is 4,000 miles away in Brazil. The two sit down for a video chat about once a week and text every few days. Fusco says she's been on social media as much, if not more, in Brazil. And while she likes being able to catch up with family and friends, she admits last month her phone broke, and she was surprised to find the 2 weeks without it were the best of her trip.
Without my phone, I would just stay up there and talk with my family, and it was great. And now I have my phone back, and I just kind of leave it in my room now because I don't like it anymore.
Technology was a hot topic at a recent study abroad fair at Middlebury College. Wairimu Durango has directed St. Lawrence University's Kenya program for 15 years.
We talk about it all the time. It's nice that students get connected and feel safe in that way. But then on the other hand, we feel like we're losing quite a bit of the full student when they're plugged to the other side.
A record number of American college students are studying abroad, nearly 300,000, according to the most recent data. Educators say that's good, that international education promotes cross-cultural understanding. But many in the field also worry the influx of technology and social media may make it harder for American students to fully immerse themselves abroad. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck has more.
It's late afternoon, and Chris Roberts fixes a cup of tea, sets up her iPad, and calls her daughter.
Hi.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
How are you, honey?
Roberts is in Vermont. Her 18-year-old daughter, Katie Fusco, is 4,000 miles away in Brazil. The two sit down for a video chat about once a week and text every few days. Fusco says she's been on social media as much, if not more, in Brazil. And while she likes being able to catch up with family and friends, she admits last month her phone broke, and she was surprised to find the 2 weeks without it were the best of her trip.
Without my phone, I would just stay up there and talk with my family, and it was great. And now I have my phone back, and I just kind of leave it in my room now because I don't like it anymore.
Technology was a hot topic at a recent study abroad fair at Middlebury College. Wairimu Durango has directed St. Lawrence University's Kenya program for 15 years.
We talk about it all the time. It's nice that students get connected and feel safe in that way. But then on the other hand, we feel like we're losing quite a bit of the full student when they're plugged to the other side.